Okay, listen up today. Today is, what did you see? So, did you see the Rishami or not yet? A little bit? Okay, well, okay. Let's see if we get there. The Mishnah tells us, Yishaniknis. Issues. A kinyan, Yishaniknis, that's clear. We discussed, Issues is not just a kinyan, a chalos. We discussed at great length, the chalos of Erisin, Nisuin. We did not yet discuss, is Yishus a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah as well? Not so clear. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Reish Yud Gimel, has a separate mitzvah of Yishus. A separate mitzvah of Yishus. And if indeed it is a mitzvah, who is obligated in this mitzvah? Right? We won't discuss that yet. You know, you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Reish Yud Beis, Reish Yud Gimel, Reish Yud Dalet. Reish Yud Beis is Pruruvu. Reish Yud Gimel is Ishus. Reish Yud Dalet is the Simach Es Ishto. Part of the responsibility of the husband is to make sure that his wife, right, is joyous. So the Rambam has three mitzvahs. The Rambam is explicit. Reish Yud Beis Pruruvu, only men, not women. The Rambam is explicit. Reish Yud Dalet is Simach Es Ishto, is the husband's chiyuv. It's not the woman's chiyuv. No? Reish Yud Gimel, the Rambam does not write that. It almost sounds as though that there's a mitzvah of Ishus and both the husband and wife, the women are obligated in this mitzvah as well. That's a very, very heavy issue. And I'll tell you one other place to look, but this is not for now, right? At the very end of the mitzvah saseh, the Rambam has another list of mitzvahs. The Rambam has something which calls mitzvahs echreichios, right? The day-to-day mitzvahs, the day-to-day mitzvahs, the typical routine, right? That which is absolutely obligatory. And the Rambam writes, Reish Yud Beis, Pruvu is one of them. Women are exempt. Reish Yud Dalet, the Rambam writes, women are exempt. Reish Yud Gimel, the Rambam does not write that. Right? It almost sounds as if that Yishus is not just a kinyan, not just a chalos, but it's a mitzvah, and maybe even women are obligated in this mitzvah as well. So that we'll have to discuss. But clearly, Yishus is a kinyan, ha'isha niknis. What is the nature of this kinyan? So we just started to discuss very briefly a Gemara later on, Tesayin Amar Aleph. There the Gemara is talking about an Eved Ivri. One of the ways that you free an Eved Ivri is a Shtar Shichrur. So the Gemara raises a very basic question. Hai Shtar Heichidami. What's the case of a Shtar Shichrur? Why the need for a Shtar Shichrur? After all, obviously, if the Adon is writing a Shtar Shichrur, his mindset, his intent is to free this Eved. So the Gemara says the following, just lemale ba'ape tre zil. So let the Adon just say, go, you're free. There's certain services that the Eved has to perform for the Adon. So let the Adon just simply say, you know what, I forgo those services. You know what that's called? Mechila. No? So let the Adon be mochel. He has to go ahead and write a shtar. Obviously, the mindset is to free the Eved. So let him just simply say, go free. So Rava says, you see something incredible. Zo someres, Eved ivri gufo kanoi. Eved ivri gufo kanoi. You know what? It's not just an Eved is a worker, and an Eved owes certain services to the Adon, and your employer can say, you know, take the day off. No. Gufo kanoi, gufo. There's a kinyan haguf. And therefore, haram shemachal al grono, ein grono machal. Mechila doesn't work. Mechila works when something is a hischaivus, an indebtedness. You owe me $100, I can forego a debt. But if there's a kinyan, what does mechila mean? Right? In Lamdas, mechila is not chal on a davar shebe'en. If I have a concrete kinyan, mechila is meaningless. I own this Gemara. A mochel the Gemara. What does that mean? A mochel the Gemara. Mechila means that there's a hischaivus, and I can let that hischaivus go. And therefore, the Gemara tells us a great chiddush that it must be then when you're speaking about avdus, it's not just the hischaivus of avoda, but zo someres eved ivri guf okanoi. There's a kinyan haguf. Well. Now, I'll tell you something later. No, Not if, but when you get to Daf Nun Beis? No? When you got to Daf Nun Beis? The Gemara is going to tell us the following. No? Mekadesh Isha Begezel Didei. Right? Imagine, no, that a man steals from a woman and he wants to use the object that he stole as Kesev Kedushin. Kesev Kedushin. And she's ready to marry him. No? Should have crisis. She's ready to marry him. No, like, he's a thief. No, it's okay. No, like, I'm ochel. No? So, Mekadesh Isha Begezel Dida. Gezel Dida. Why would that work? See what Rashi says? Because Kaven de Kibalte, well, the fact that she receives the object in return, Achilte, she's Mocheles. She's Mocheles. What do you mean she's Mocheles? What does that mean? She's Mocheles. That's not so simple, that Rashi, you know? She's Mocheles. Mocheles what? Mocheles what? In order for Kedushin to work, he has to give her something which is his. She's Mocheles. You know, we just said, Mechil is not Chal and Adavar Sheba'en. I'll tell you just a Chiddush, you'll appreciate that from years back in Shiurim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, yeah, that's part of the Yesod of Gnev and Gzela. What's that called? Kinyane Gneva. Kinyane Gzela. When you steal something, you're Kone. No? It belongs to the Gan. Either it's a Chiyuv Hashava. You're Kone with a Chiyuv Hashava. Well, that's what the Gemara says in Sendef Ayin Beis. A Ganav or a Gazlan is Chayav Onsin. No? It's not Shmira that if I steal something, I have to watch the object. Right? I steal something and there was an earthquake, there was a hurricane. But you know what? I was Kone with the Chiyuv Hashava. Oh, so the Rashi then is magnificent, no? That the Gana for the Gazan is Kona, but there's a Chiyuv Hashava. Guess what? She can be Mocheles, the Chiyuv Hashava. She can be Mocheles, the Chiyuv Hashava. And now that can be used for Kesev Kedushin. It's not that as a result of the Mechila, the Gana is Kona the Chefetz. He was Kona the Chefetz because the Kinyane Gneva, Kinyane Gzela. And by I, there is something in the way. There is a chiyuv hashava. You can be mochel echiyuv. You can mochel ischayvus. No, yeah, that's exactly the Gemara. Evidi for gufokani. You can't be mochel a davar shebe'en, but you can mochel ischayvus. Or I'll tell you one other example. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Ayin Beis. That's the sugya of Baba Machteres. No, Baba Machteres. Right, a person is mamish, pursuing someone to harm him, to kill him, a rodef. Let's assume, for example, he's a rodef, and in the course of A pursuing B, A breaks a kli. You know what the Gemara says? He doesn't have to pay for the kli. Why? Because of kimnei derabinei. Yischayev misa is a rodef, so the misa exempts the mamon. What happens if he doesn't break the kli? You know what? He pockets the kli. A is pursuing B, and you know what? He has the gun in the left hand, but guess what? The right hand, he pockets. Rav says, kimnei derabinei. He doesn't have to give the kli to the owner. He doesn't have to give it to the person he's pursuing. You know, I'll tell you the same thing in that Gemara as well. What kimnei derabinei is what? It's a kinyan. You can be kona kli al yedei hagba, meshicha, and kimnei derabinei. Kimnei is a kinyan. No, it's not a kinyan. You were kona through Gnever Gzela, but you have a Chiyuv Hashava. Kimnei derabinei can exempt a Chiyuv Hashava. That's the Chiddush of Rav. What do you see from those Gemaras? Again, Mechila is Chalan Hischaivus, but Mechila is not a Kinyan. So the fact that an Eved cannot secure his Chayrus al Yidei Mechila means that the Adon owns the Eved. And you know what? That shichur means that the Eved is no longer owned by the Adon, but now he reverts back to his own Rishus. And guess what? That requires a shtar. That cannot be accomplished. Ayyadei Mechila. Oh, that's the Sposhav Shan the Gemara, no? Eved ivri gufo kanu. Eved ivri gufo kanu. So what does that mean? So I understand it's not just a shibud. You know, a worker is indebted to his employer. He has to provide certain services. The employer can be mochel. He can say, take a day off. You know what? But in Eved, it's a kinyan. What exactly do we mean? That Eved ivri gufo kani. So this is a magnificent Ramban. A magnificent Ramban. Kedushin Daf, Tezayin, right? That I want you to see. Now, the Ramban writes the Yesod. You know, these Rambans, when you see it, it's like, you know, that, you know, if someone would tell you that Reb Chaim's Derech HaLimud of Hagdaros and Tudinim, you know, was like Reb Chaim's Chiddush, I think Reb Chaim would tell you, what do you mean? That's the Derech of the Ramban in every sugya. No? The Derech of the Ramban in every sugya. No? The Ramban writes, I'm going to tell you a Yesod. You think like you're reading Reb Chaim, no? The Ramban writes, Shnei Kinyanim Heim Ba'avdus. You know what it means that you're an Eved? There are two different Kinyanim. There are two different Kinyanim. Number one is a Kinyan Shomamon. Number two is that it's a Kinyan Shalise. Wow, the Ramban uses those terms. A Kinyan Shomamon and a Kinyan Shalise. When I say there's a Kinyan, what does that Kinyan mean? So let's say an extreme case, an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani means that the Eved is owned by the Adon. The Eved is owned by the Adon. It's considered to be an asset. No? An Adon dies, you know, the Eved Kanani goes be Yerusha. No? It's an asset. That's really not true of an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, there is this halacha of kamach tachtav. There isn't the typical Dine Yerusha. An Eved Kanani is an asset. There's a Kinyan Shamamon. A Kinyan Shamamon. But the Ramban writes that you should realize that there's another element to the Kinyan, a Kinyan Shal Isser. You know what a Kinyan Shal Isser means? The fact that this person now is an Eved, his status changes. Forget about Mamon. His status changes when it comes to areas of Isser Veheter. Isser Veheter. You know, yesterday, this person was a guy. Now he's an Eved Kanani. The Kinyan of Avdus means he's an Eved Kanani. That's why that requires Mila, it requires Tvila. His status has changed. He's Chayiv in Mitzvos. Chayiv in Mitzvos Keisha. His status has changed. Oh, Staramban writes, I want to tell you a Yesod, that when you speak about Avdus, there's a Kinyan Shomamon and there's a Kinyan Shalisa. Wow. And then the Ramban writes the following Chiddush, that how is it that a person can uproot a Kinyan Shomamo? You know what I'll tell you? Hefker, not Mechila, but Hefker. If I own something, I can be Mafker it. It's no longer mine. How do you uproot a Kinyan Shal Isser? That's the Yisod of the Ramban. You cannot uproot a Kinyan Shal Isser al yedei Hefker. To uproot a Kinyan Shal Isser, you require a shtar. That's a shtar shichra. A shtar is necessary to uproot a Kinyan Shal Isser. How do you sever a Kinyan Shal Mamon? Hefker. How is it that you sever a Kinyan Shal Isser? Al yedei shtar. Al yedei shtar. Wow. And that is a shtar shichur. That is a shtar shichur. Wow. And where do you see that this is true? That in order to uproot the Kinyan Shal Isser, you need a shtar. You know what the Ramban writes? Unbelievable. Dome le Kinyan Ishus. That's what a get is, no? Haisha Niknis. It's a Kinyan Shal Mamon. But the husband owns his wife? Certainly not. It's a Kinyan of Mamon. A wife is an asset. An asset meaning a financial asset? Obviously not. Haisha Niknis, the Ramban writes, means it's a Kinyan Shal Isser. A Kinyan Shal Isser. As a result of the Kinyan Shal Isser, she was a Pnuya. Now she's an Eishas Ish. Legabe Isser Veheter, her status has changed. And how is it that you uproot a Kinyan Shal Isser? You know what the answer is? The cost of a Sefer Krisus. A shtar. No. How do you know you're Meshachar and Eved Ayyadei Shtar? Oh, because the Pasuk says, the cost of La Sefer Krisus. When it comes to an Eved, Ochuf Shalo Nitan La, that's the Gzera Shava of La Meisha. La Meisha. What does that mean? There's a Gzera Shava of La Meisha. It does not mean, you know, the Torah equates a wife with an Eved, and therefore there's a Gzera Shava, no? It means that in order to uproot the Kinyan Shal Mamon, for that Hefker, but you see from Ishus, in order to uproot the Kinyan Shal Isser, you need a Shtar. And the Yesod is that when it comes to Avdus, it's not just a Kinyan Shal Mamon, there also is a Kinyan Shal Isser. And that is the Gzera Shava, equating an Eved and an Isha. And therefore, just like Gerushin is Al Yidei Shtar, Shichra is Al Yidei Shtar. Wow, that's a magnificent Ramban. Then the Ramban goes a step further, as if that wasn't enough. The Ramban writes, and this is not only true when it comes to an Eved Kanani, this is even true when it comes to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri. That, you know what? There's a Kinyan Shel Mamon, and there's also a Kinyan Shel Issa. There's a Kinyan Shel Mamon, that's exactly the Gemara, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. There's a Kinyan Shel Mamon, but there also is a Kinyan Shel Issa. Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi means there's a Kinyan Shel Issa. Where do you see that that's true? That there's a Kinyan Shel Issa. An Eved Kanani, I understand. He becomes an Eved Kanani. Everything changed, no? An Eved Ivri, what, everything changed? An Eved Ivri is a Jew. He's chayiv in mitzvos. He becomes an Eved Ivri. He's chayiv in mitzvos. Has his personal status changed as a result of the fact that now he is an Eved Ivri? So the Ramban writes, absolutely yes. Because there was someone who, it would be an issa daraisa for a Jew to marry, and that's not true of an Eved Ivri. And that is a Shivcha Kananis. Hare matiro b'shivcha Kananis. Wow. So the Ramban writes the following. Af be'eved ivri, yesh l'rabo kinyan iser. Even when it comes to an eved ivri, there's a kinyan shel iser. Sheharei matiro b'shivcha Kananis. Wow. That's like, you know, you see that. It's unbelievable, no? And the Ramban writes, ve'ein kinyan ifser nifka below shtar. Ben v'yushus ben avdus. That's why you need a shtar shichur. That's why you need a shtar shichur. Because even when it comes to an Eved Ivri, there's a Kinyan Shel Iser, Vaharaya, that there's a Heter of Shivcha Kananis. There's a Heter of Shivcha Kananis. Like, that's magnificent. Now that Ramban, now you think about Hagdaras, that, you know, we're going to see all the language of the Gemara, the Kinyan Ishus, Oslu Chuli Alma Kehektish. No? You know what Oslu Chuli Alma Kehektish means? Beizim Abeiz, a Kinyan Shel Iser. A Kinyan Shel Iser. You know, a Maktish Behema. No? There is an elevated status, not necessarily mamon hektish, but it means that there's a chalos kedusha. That's kedushin. Asa l'chamek hektish. The Ramban, a kinyan shel iser, a kinyan shel iser. Could one possibly disagree and argue that maybe not? Maybe when it comes to Eved Ivri, where do you see the kinyan shel iser? The Ramban's mafurish, the heter of shivcha kananis. So I wanted you to see a Tosus and Yevamos daf ayin mebeis. Where Tosus writes a stunning chiddush. That, no. Tosus writes that you don't find that there's a kinyan shel iser when it comes to an eved ivri, the inyan mitzvos. You don't find that something changed when it comes to inyan mitzvos. What do you mean? There's a heter shivcha kananis, no? That's clear. So you saw that Tosus, unbelievable, no? V'had d'shari b'shivcha kananis. What's the lashon of Tosus? Ayin eved ivri is mutar b'shivcha. Yeah, Tosus realizes the difficulty, no? How can you say personal status doesn't change? There's a heter shivcha. No, so you ready for this? Haini mishum shitzarech shiyavod es rabo ben beyom ben balayla. Oh. There's a shibud of avdus. There's a kinyan shel mamon. There's a shibud of avdos. An eved has to serve his adon. How does an eved serve his adon? Tosa pasuk, ki mishne schar sachir. You have to be over this rabo b'yom. You have to be over this rabo b'alayla. How are you over this rabo b'yom? Typical work of avdos. How is it that an eved is over this rabo b'alayla? That's the heter shivcha. That's the heter shivcha. Wow. Now, that the shivcha is a function of the kinyan shel mamon. It's a function of the kinyan shel mamon. Mufurishin, that's against the Ramban. The Ramban writes, the fact that there's a relationship that we allow, that's the greatest drive of kinyan shel iser. And Tosas Yevamos daf ayin mebeis. No, that's not true. That's a function of the kinyan shel mamon. So what does that mean? What does it mean? The Avni Milum raises the following kasha. If you look in the tshuvas of the Avnei Miluim. The tshuvas of the Avnei Miluim. Simen Yud Zayin. Avnei writes the fine kasha. He doesn't understand what Tosus is saying. No. There's an issa daraisa And this Adaraisa is parka, it's released. And that's because of the work ethic. That's because of a Kinyan Shamamon. Kinyan Shamamon. How can a Kinyan Shamamon be matir in Issa Daraisa? How does that work? How does that work? If it's Aser, it's Aser. How does a Kinyan Shamamon? Mashlamah Davardome? How many women writes this? Imagine the Adon says you have to work on Shabbos. Avnuim writes, you have to work on Shabbos. So I'm going to say that what? I have a Shibud of Avdus, so I have to work on Shabbos. I have to work on Shabbos. If something is Aser, it's Aser. If you're going to say that there's a Kinyan Shel Iser, and the Kinyan Shel Iser is Matir in Iser, I understand. But you're going to say the Heter Shivcha, is a result of a Kinyan Shel Mamon. How in the world? How can a Kinyan Shel Mamon release an Iser? You know? You're violating Yisir Daraisa. You tell me, yeah, I'm only doing it at work. And I say, at work, great. You know, just don't do it at home. At work, that's the work ethic. You say, that's crazy. How is that Mati? How is that Matri Surian? How is that Matri Surian? Wow, wow. So I'll tell you an unbelievable teretz, no, of Yosef Engel. Well, this is found in the Chosin Yosef, right, Ostes, of Yosef Engel. The Chosin Yosef is such an inspirational sefer. Now, I want you to read just the beginning of the Hagdama to the Chosin Yosef. You look in the sefer, the Chosin Yosef, it doesn't read so well, no? It just doesn't read well. You know, if you see all the others from Yosef Engel like that, they read so beautifully, you know? You have to know a lot, no? Because it throws out the Myrmecomos, but it reads very, very smoothly. You've seen a few pieces, no? Of Yosef Engel, no? Like, the Chosin Yosef is so choppy, so choppy. It's like, you know, yeah, you kind of wonder why that's true. And sometimes it skips and starts and stops. It's a little bit unusual, no? So I'll tell you this, it's like unbelievable. Like, you know, just take a look at the introduction. You know, Yosef Engel writes that he became very sick, and the doctor said to him that if he overuses his eyes, he's going to lose his eyesight. It's an introduction. So what do you do when that happens? Like, what do you do when you get such a basura? Now, what do? You know what the answer is? You appoint someone to read to you all the Avnei Miluims, and you dictate a sefer. That's what he did. It's like unbelievable, no? So he had someone read all the Avnei Miluims, and he responded to all the kashas of Avnei Miluim. The person wrote everything down, and that's the sefer, Chosin Yosef, no? Chosin means like the strength, you know? It's unbelievable, no? And that's like Musar Seder, no? That's, you know, that go through the Chosin Yosef. So of course, it stops and starts, and it's a little choppy. This was not written the way that Rav Yosef Engel wrote his Sfarim. This was during that period of his life. It's like, you know? So they read to him this Avnei Miluim, you know, that how can it be Halkan Tosus? So if you're saying, oh, writes the following Teretz, and Oz Tes, it's like beautiful. What's the Isser of marrying a Shivcha Kananis? What's the Isser of marrying a Shivcha Kananis? What, there's a Pasuk in Chumash that says you can't marry a Shivcha Kananis? That's not really what the Pasuk says. What's the Pasuk in Chumash that you can't marry a Shivcha Kananis? No, that's found in Devarim. Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yirches. You know what the Torah tells us? Lo siya kadesh b'benos Yisrael. And here, lo yiya kadesh b'bnei Yisrael. You know what? These relationships are, you know, hallowed relationships. You can't have kadeshus. Kadeshus, you know what kadeshus means? A bias hefker. You can't have a bias hefker. Znus. Right? A woman can't be a zona, lisiya kadesha, and a man, oh yeah, kadesh, mibnei Yisrael. You can't have a bias hefker. You can't just have a bias nus. You know, that's how the Rambam describes the Hilchos Ishus, the Gemos HaOlam. You know? Random, you know? That's the Isser. Oh, so it's not that the Kinyan Shel Mamon is Matir Nisar Daraisa. It's not going to be Matir Arayos. But if it's within the misgeres of the parsha of avdos, that which the Torah allows and permits, that's not called a random bias nos, a bias efker. And that's why Tosa says that the heter shivcha is a function of the kinyan of mamon. It's not that the kinyan of mamon is matir yisurim. It's not be matir chil shabbos. It's not matir chil yontif. But if it's within a framework, a misgeres, you know, we spoke last Shabbos, but you fast Torah, no? Last Thursday, no? If it's within a structure that the Torah permits, that's not called an Isra of Kadeshus. That's the Chiddush. So this is like a penetrating Ramban. Aisha Niknis, there's a Kinyan, there's a Kinyan. And it's not a Kinyan Shel Mamon, it's a Kinyan Shel Isra. And the Ramban writes his beautiful models. I own an object, it's a Kinyan Shel Mamon. I marry a woman, it's a Kinyan Shel Isra. And Avdus is a beautiful confluence, convergence of a Kinyan Shel Mamon and a Kinyan Shel Isra, both in a Kanani and of an Evidivri. Wow. A Kinyan of Ishus. A Kinyan of Ishus. What role does the Kinyan of Ishus play in the following? You know what? I'll tell you Rashi, Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. You know, there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Ishus Ish. No? A woman is a married woman. Imagine she goes ahead and accepts Kesef Kedushin from someone else. You know what I'm going to say? Like, nonsense, ridiculous. No? There's no Tfisas Kedushin Beishus Ish. You know? Imagine a person gives their sister Kesef Kedushin. Meaningless. There's no Kedushin Barayos. You can't marry your mother, you can't marry your sister, you can't marry a married woman. You can't marry a married woman. Why exactly is that true? That there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Eishas Ish, when it comes to Eishas Ish. So I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. One possibility I'll tell you is the following. Kinyan. There's a Kinyan of Ishus. And if a woman is Knuya Labal, well then obviously, how can she go ahead and now accept Kedushin from someone else? You know? I don't mean this as a mushal, because obviously the Ramban writes this mushal is wrong. I go ahead and I sell someone my table. Okay, good. He's cornered the table, it's his. And I go ahead and sell the table to somebody else. It's not mine to sell. I already sold the table. It's no longer mine. A woman accepts Kedushin from Baal A. How in the world can she go and accept Kedushin from Baal B? Even though this is a mashal, because Kinyan Shel Mamon, Kinyan Shel Isra. But as a result of the Kinyan, there is no Tfisas Kedushin. There is no Tfisas Kedushin. Very mistaver. A woman can go ahead and, so to speak, we have to see that Ran Nedarim, hand herself over to her husband. That's true. Once that's done, well, obviously she cannot go ahead and repeat it for someone else. No? After all, I'll tell you, like, why maybe is this Meduyik and Rashi? You know, the Mishnah tells us the following. An Eishes Ish, a woman, is Kones Atzma. She reacquires herself, beget of Misa Sabal. No? What does that mean, Kones Atzma? What does that mean, Kones Atzma? So take a look at the Rashi, no? Rashi's Kones Atzma means Lios Birshusa Lihinase Leache. Now, she retains her own Rishus, and now she can marry someone else. Yeah, it sounds like Rashi, you know, that Kol's man that she's Knuya Labal, that Kinyan does not allow her to go ahead and to marry someone else. And if there's a get, or Misa Sabal, where the Kinyan of Ishus is severed, guess what? Now she reacquires the right to marry someone else. It sounds so clear from Rashi, you know, that why is it that there's no Tfisas Kedushin Beis Ashish? Because, what do you mean? She's Knuya Labal. And the Kinyan presents any aspect of Tfisas Kedushin. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. So if I'll ask you, why indeed is that true? You know what? Isn't it a result of the Kinyan of Ishus? You know who writes this explicitly? This is the Pnei Yeshua in Gitna Daf Mem Gimel. that writes, it's so clear that a married woman cannot marry someone else because ha'isha niknis, she's knui labao, and if you're knui labao, you cannot be knui la adam acher. And if there's a get, or misa sabao, no, guess what? Lios b'shusa, linos la'acher. And therefore, that's the chiddush, the Pnei Yeshua, gittin daf mem, gimel mer aleph, that the kinyan of ishus is moneya, tfisas kedushin. Well, and maybe that you see now the Pnei Yeshua, the words of Rashi. Wow. Lios b'shusa, linos la'acher. No? Mm-hmm. Why is this somewhat of a chiddush? So I wanted you to take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Samar Zayin. There the Gemara tells us the following. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos. Well, you know, that's like really important, you know. When it comes, for example, to Chavei Lavim, there's Nisr Lav for a Jew to marry Mamzeres. There's an Isra Lav for a Kohen to marry a Grusha. Let's say, Nu Rachman al-Islam, a Kohen marries a Grusha. Yisrael marries Mamzeres. Are they married? They're married. They're married. They have to get divorced, but they're married. They're married. So when it comes to Chayvei Lavim, there's Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to Chayvei Krisus or Chayvei Misos, Arayos, there is no Tfisas Kedushin. There is no Tfisas Kedushin. That's like pretty heavy, no? In other words, in both of those contexts, the Torah says, lo yikach, lo sikach, lo yikachu. What does the word lo mean? What does the word lo mean? No? You know, lo, in Lashon HaKodesh, and even in English to an extent, can have two very different meanings. And sometimes it's really not clear. Sometimes lo can mean it's forbidden. Good? Sometimes lo can mean it's impossible. That's called a shlila. No? You say to a child, you cannot leave the house. What does cannot mean? It's not that you're incapable of, it means you're forbidden. No? You say to the child, you can't run a 3-minute mile. Doesn't mean you're forbidden. You'd make a lot of money if you could run a 3-minute mile, but it's not going to happen. It's beyond, no? Impossible, impossible. That's like very significant, very significant. When the Torah says no, right? A Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, and a person cannot marry a married woman or their sister or their mother. Lo is very different. If you're dealing with Arayos, no means it's impossible. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to a Kohen marrying a Grusha, it means there is Tfisas Kedushin. It's prohibited for a Kohen to marry a Grusha, but guess what? The Kedushin is chal. You have to get a get. That's the difference in Chavei Lavim as opposed to, that's very heavy. You know? We discussed in the Rosh Hashanah just this past week, a woman who's awaiting Yibum, no? She's not allowed to marry someone else, no? Either Yibum or Chalitza. Right now, she can't marry anyone else. Lo Sihia. Ooh, Sihia means Ishus, right? First year? No? Lo Sihia, Eisha Samesa Chutz Lizar. What does that mean? She's not allowed to marry someone else? Or there's no Tfisas Kedushin? Or if she accepts Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Tfisas Kedushin? That's a suffix of Shmuel. How to read the pasuk? Does it mean it's impossible for a Yavam Lashuk to marry someone else? Or does it mean it's forbidden? That's pretty heavy. You have the same thing when it comes to Lashon of Chazal. You know, the Gemara has in Bav Metzia Daf Yud. The Gemara has in Kedushin. Now, those were in the second parak. Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. What does Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera mean? Well, it's 2 days in Tosfos, Bav Metzia Daf Yud Beis. That's like amazing. What does Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera mean? Does it mean there's no shlichus? The Torah doesn't recognize that. The Torah has a parsha of shlichus. We discussed that yesterday, Shir. No? If it's ledvar avera, the Torah does not recognize such shlichus. Ein shliach ledvar avera. Or maybe ein shliach ledvar avera means something completely different. No? Completely different. You know what ein shliach ledvar avera means? That the chalos is binding, but Don't blame the mishaleach because they're in shliach the dvar avera. Is it a question of who do we fault? That's pretty heavy, no? What does the concept of in shliach dvar avera mean? It also says today, it's like unbelievable. A kohen wants to marry a grusha, and he does the kedushin ayidei shliach. The Gemara says ein shliach edvar aveira. So one day in Tosfos means they're not married. The Torah doesn't recognize that shlichus. You know what the other in Tosfos is? They're married. You know what ein shliach edvar aveira means? Who do we pin the blame on? You know. You're going to pin the blame on whom? On whom? Who are we going to fault? You know what the answer is? Ein shliach ledvar aveira. You know what? Don't blame the guy for doing that. Ein shliach ledvar aveira. Don't blame the mishaleach. But you need to get. that's really very heavy, you know? That's an example, Lashon Chazal, where ein can mean two different things, no? We don't recognize or we do. No, Chazon Ish was not in favor of the Heter Mechira, you know? Even like most Hezri Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Don't rely on the Heter Mechira. No? Don't rely on the Heter Mechira. You know, in this situation, probably Rav Kook would tell you not to rely on Heter Mechira, no? Because Rav Kook speaks about the dire circumstance that existed then that doesn't exist now. So the Chazon Ish writes the following Chiddush. Why didn't he like the Heter Mechira? Because you're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael. That's an Israel Sachanim. You're not allowed to give the Umos Olam a stronghold in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to go in and sell. So you're selling the karka to a guy. You're not allowed to do that. So the Chazon Ish writes an astounding line. You know, if a farmer would sell his land during Shemitah to a guy, that would be an Israel Sachanim. But farmers don't sell. Who sells? The Rabbanut sells. Who are the Rabbanut? The Rabbanut are representatives of all the farmers. Shlichus. So you know what? That was the Chiddush the Chazon Ish. Ein shliach ledvar aveira means that the Heter Mechira is not chal. The Torah doesn't recognize such shlichus. And not a question of mutter aser. It doesn't exist. It's not chal. You know, that's a fascinating example. Where the word ain or lo means impossible. It's not a question of, okay, how does this relate to us? So listen to the following. The Gemara says, when it comes to Gili Arayos, when the Torah says no, you know what? It means there's no Tfisas Kedushin. It doesn't mean that it's Usser. A Kohen can't give Kesef Kedushin to a Grusha. You give Kesef Kedushin to one of the Arayos, a mother, a daughter, a sister. It's not Chal. Okay. How do you know that's true? That there's no Tfisas Kedushin? When it comes to Gile Arayos, that's the Grand Kedushin Dab Samach. Maybe it means it's Usser. How do you know that it's not Chal? No, so the Gemara says, because it's clear. When it comes to Vayikra, Yurches, when it comes to Achos Isha, my wife's sister, the Pasuk says, Lo Sikach. And there it's clear, the Gemara says, it means there's no marriage. You give Kesev Kedushin to your sister-in-law, you're not married to your sister-in-law. Lo Sikach means there's no issues. Ein Balikuchin. Oh, and the Gemara says the following. And there's something which is called the Hekish of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, you know, when you look at the end of the Parsha, Kol Asher Yasem Mikol HaTolev Oseila, which true of one is true of everything. Hukshu Kol HaRayos Kulan, Achos Isha. What is true of Achos Isha is true of all Arayos. Meaning, it's clear in the Pasuk of Achos Isha, the Yikri Yirches, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin B'Achos Isha. So therefore, I know there's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos. And you ready? And explicit in the Gemara, Eishes Ish. There's no tfisas kedushin be'eshes ish. Why? Because eshes ish is an iser erava. It's mafurish in the Gemara. So if I ask you, why is it that there's no tfisas kedushin when it comes to eshes ish? I'll tell you, it's mafurish in the Gemara. No? Because eshes ish is one of the arayos. What's the definition of arayos? In Isserbia, where there's kares or misa, there's no tfisas kedushin, and if a child is born, the vlad is a mamzer. That's arayos, no? That's a gili arayos. The Gemara is explicit. There's no tfisas kedushin beishasish because ishasish is one of the arayos. And there's no tfisas kedushin ba'arayos. So interesting, no? We just discussed, Pnei Yeshua, Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. We discussed Rashi. No, there's no Tfisas Kedushin Beisashish. Why? Because she's Knuya Labal. And if she's Knuya Labal, the Kinyan of Ishus does not allow for Tfisas Kedushin. And you know what? If you give a get or Misa Sabal, so now, Lios Pershus Salinas Acher. So let's ask you a very simple question. Why is there no tfisas kedushin be'eshes ish? Is that because it's gil arayos, or is that because of ha'ish haniknis? Is it because of a kinyan? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, kinyan. If you're knuya labal, how can you be knuya l'amacher? And guess what? If you look in the Avne Miluim, the Avne Miluim is found in Simen Mem Dalet and Sivkotin Dalet. The Avnim quotes this, Pnei Yeshua, and writes, V'ne'ela mimenu ha'sigya b'pereka omer. Right. So what? The Pnei Yeshua forgot this Gemara? It's mafurish in the Gemara. Kedushin of Samach Zayin, that there's no tfisas kedushin ba'arayos, and the reason that that's true is because there's never tfisas kedushin barayos. Forget about kinyan. No? You can't marry your single sister because of kinyan. Because a chosel is an erva. You cannot go ahead and marry a sister-in-law because of kinyan. It's because it's gil arayos. How does the Pnei Yeshua assume that it's because of kinyan when the girls are mafurish that now that there's no tfisas kedushin barayos and that's why there's no tfisas kedushin? Well, that's a very heavy machlokas. Why is it no tfisas kedushin? Is that because isha niknis? Or is it because that now that isha sish is considered to be an isser erva? No. Pretty heavy issue. No? Is there any nafkamina? Is there any nafkamina, whether it's because of A or whether it's because of B? No tfisas kedushin because of kinyan. No tfisas kedushin because of arayos. So I'll tell you like an unbelievable nafkamina. No? It may sound complicated, but this is just simply a pasuk in Chumash. No? A pasuk in Chumash. No? When you look in Parshas Kedushin, Veikra Yates, a pasuk chaf, that's the parsha of a shivcha charufa. So what is the parsha of Shiv Harufa? Unclear. No? Unclear. The pasuk tells us the following. Right? A person, a man, terrible. Ki yishkav es isha shichva zera. A person has a relationship with, an illicit relationship, with this woman. Who is this woman? The pasuk says, v'hi shivcha necharef es li'ish. I understand what a shivcha means, right? A shivcha is a shivcha knanis. The shivcha, she's a shivcha knanis, necharefes li'ish. Necharefes li'ish. What exactly does that mean? What does necharefes mean? Necharefes mean? Not so clear. The pasuk continues. Vahavdei lo niftosa. She is a shivcha charufa, vahavdei lo niftosa. What does that mean? I guess it means that she was not redeemed. In other words, she's a shivcha. She's a shivcha, no? She's a shivcha. She's necher efes le'ish. Vahavdei lo niftasa. Why is it like a double lashon? Vahavdei lo niftasa. Sometimes that's true, like for emphasis, no? She surely was not redeemed. She's a shivcha. She surely was not redeemed. Ochuf shelo nitana. And she didn't receive a shtar shichra. Okay? So you have a person who had an illicit relationship with this woman. With this woman. What's the story? Who is this woman? What is the meaning of Necher Efes? What is the meaning of Necher Efes? So Rabbi Yishmael says, this is a sugya in Krisus Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael says, you know what? This is a regular Shivcha Kananis. And what does Necher Efes mean? We just got through saying, a Shivcha Kananis is mutter to an Eved Ivri, right? What does Necher Efes mean? Miyuedes, designated, designated. You have a Shivcha Kananis who is designated for this Eved Ivri, as we just discussed. That's an okay relationship. An Eved Ivri Shivcha. Vavdein l'niftasa means she was a Shivcha who was not redeemed. She's a Shivcha. So you have a Shivcha Kananis who was designated, Miyuedes, to this Eved Ivri. And someone else all of a sudden had a relationship with her. She was designated for the Eved Ivri. And someone else had a relationship with her. So what happens? That's not a proper relationship. What's the onesh? Is this like Eishes Ish? No, this isn't Eishes Ish. No, this is a Shivcha and an Eved Ivri. This isn't a marriage. This is designation, Miyuedes, because there's a Heter Shivcha. So, guess what? So, the relationship is not going to be Achiv Misa. This is Neshes Ish. You know what the Onesh is? Very unusual Onesh. She gets Malkus, and he has to bring a Korban Asha. That's what the Torah says. In such a case, when you have a Shivcha who's designated to an Eved Ivri, and someone else has a relationship with that Shivcha inappropriately, she will get Malkus, and he will bring a Korban. There's a hidden Rambam. I'll tell you a secret. This Rambam is found in the Pirush Mishnayis in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. But the Rambam just writes, like in one passing line, that this is the only time you have a Chi of Malkus for Shogeg. Whoa. the Rambam understood that when the Torah tells us she gets Malkus, even b'Shogeg. Wow, that's very unusual. That's very unusual. Okay. What's the other option in reading this pasuk? That's Rabbi Akiva. Rashi and Chumash. Now, quotes Rabbi Akiva. This is not so simple. Vavdei lo niftasa means she was redeemed, but not fully redeemed. She was partially redeemed. Partially redeemed. Okay? Partially redeemed. What in the world does that mean? She was partially freed. Because this is the parsha of Achatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin. This is Poshup Shan the Pasuk. This is Achatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin. Meaning, she was a Shivcha owned by two different masters. One freed and one did not. One freed, one did not. That's Achatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin. If this is an Eved who was freed by two masters, one freed, one did not, that's the classic case of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. This is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. That's the parsha of Shivcha Harufa. Wow. So you have a Shivcha. She was a Shivcha. But Havdei lo niftasa. Havdei lo niftasa. She was partially free, but not fully free. She is a Chatzi Shivcha, she's a Chatzi Bas Chorin. And now she's Necher Efes Le'ish. Necher Efes Le'ish. Who's this Ish? An Eved Ivri. What does that mean? A Chatzi Eved? No, full Eved? Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin? Necher Efes? You know what Necher Efes means? Me'ureses. Married. Wow. Married. You have a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, who marries an eved ivri. That's a permitted relationship. Because an eved ivri is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, and an eved ivri can marry a shivcha kranis. So you have this unusual chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, she can marry an eved ivri. She marries an eved ivri. She marries an eved ivri. That's the meaning of the parasha. You have a shivcha, Vavdeilo niftasa, part was redeemed, part was not redeemed. Chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, nechafrefesh liish means not minuet as designated. It means mureses. She's married. This is a very unusual case. Now, as far as the chatzi bascharin is concerned, there's issues. In Eved Ivri marries the bascharin, there's issues. But as far as the chatzi shivcha is concerned, there's no issues. There's no issues between a shivcha and eved ivri. So this is a quasi-issues. Wow. This is a quasi-issues. That's why the parsha of shivcharus is such an important one. It's like a semi-issues. You know, we discussed another case of a semi-issues last week. No? Zika. Yibum. No? They're related. They're connected. But it's not really a felicious until Yavamu Yavaleha. So this is like an unusual parsha. That's why it's so revealing. This is a quasi, a semi, an incomplete issues. That's the parsha of Shiv Harufa. So let's assume that, you know what, that this woman, Chatzi, has a relationship with someone else. Oh, so that's what the Torah tells us. You can't really call this Gili Arayos of Eishas Ish because she was not fully freed and this was not a full marriage. That's exactly what the Pasuk says. Bikores tiyeh lo yumsu, there's no chiyuv misa, ki lo chupasha, because she's not a bascharin. Wow, that means an unusual relationship. No, but realize this is just Pashup Shan the Pasuk. No? You have a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin. She marries an Eved Ivri. There's an act of znus. There is no chiyuv misa because she was not fully married. She's not allowed to be with someone else. That's an Isur Lav. But she's not fully married. Oh, so what would the onish be? It's not going to be kares. It's not going to be misa. What's the onish for a woman who breached a semi-issues? You know what the answer is? He lo kavu mevi karban. It's a different onesh. Malchus and Karban. Malchus as opposed to Misa, Precious Ish. That's pretty fascinating, no? That's the parsha of Shivcha Harufa. Okay. So you ready for this? Like, ooh. Shivcha Harufa. On the one hand, it's Nisr Lav. Is there Tfisas Kedushin in Chavi Lavim? Yes. A kohen marries a grusha, they're married. It's an illicit relationship, but they're married. Get divorced. A person marries one of the arayos. There's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no get. Their low means a shlila, it's impossible. The Torah does not recognize such issues. I'll ask you a heavy question. Ready for this? No? Right. Is there tfisas kedushin b'shivcha charufa? Is there tfisas kedushin b'shivcha charufa? It's worth this whole introduction. Now, you have a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin. She accepted kedushin from someone else. Is that meaningful? Is there tfisas kedushin b'shivcha charufa? You know what the answer is? Not so clear. There's like no Gemara I can point to. But I'll tell you, this is a machlokas. Machlokas between the Pnei Yeshua, who writes there's no Tfisas Kedushin, and the Avnei Miluam that writes there is Tfisas Kedushin. Wow. Does someone ask like that loaded question now? Is there Tfisas Kedushin B'Shivcha Charufa? You know what the answer is? The Pnei Yeshua writes in Daf Mem Gimel no. Avinuam writes in Sim Mem Dalet, absolutely. Absolutely yes. You know why? This is exactly it. Why is there no Tfisas Kedushin B'Eshes Ish? What does the Shivcha Charufa have? And what is the Shivcha Charufa lacking? You know what it's lacking? There's no Karis, there's no Misa. It's not Arayos. It's not Arayos. What does the Shivcha Charufa have? There was a Kinyan of Yishus of the Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri can marry a Chatzi Shiv Chatzi Ben Chorin. And he gave her Kesef Kedushin, and she received Kesef Kedushin. She's Knuya, the Eved Ivri, but this is not Gili Arayos. This is not Gili Arayos. That's like an incredible nafkamina, no? That's why the Pnei Yeshua writes that the reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin be'eshes ish is because Haisha Niknis. Anytime you have a kinyan of Yishus, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, regardless of what the onish is. So since she is Knuya Le'evet Ivri, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. If she marries A, how can she marry B? And the Avni one writes, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Kedushin Samach Zayin, the reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin of Eishas Ish is because it's included in the Parsha of Gili Arayos. There's a Chi of Kares, there's a Chi of Misa. And if you could come up with a case of Ishus without Kares or Misa, there would be Tfisas Kedushin. Shivcha Charuf is that case of Ishus where there's no Kares and no Misa. That's like, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. No? That is the Machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua, Navi Miluim. Why is it no Tfisas Kedushin? Is it because of Aisha Niknis, the Kenyan? Or no? Through the Kenyan, Aisha Sish is Gilei Arayos. There's no Tfisas Kedushin of Arayos. With that Nafkamina, you have to chazer this. Not with that Nafkamina. Now the Pnei Yeshua writes this Chiddush, Avinu is Babit. It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. So did you take a look yet? If you didn't take a look, the Kobetz Haaretz, the Chazon Ish, they write a beautiful teretz. A beautiful teretz to explain the Pnei Yeshua. When I say, for example, this relationship, terrible. This is Gilei Arayos. What are the nafkaminas? What are the nafkaminas? Oh, one nafkamina is there's no Tfisas Kedushin, right? A person marries their sister. A person marries their aunt. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. What's another nafkamina? And if Rachman Litzlan, they have a child, the child is a mamzer, no? The child's a mamzer. So in order to argue, that you know what, that in this case, number one, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Number two, the Vlad is a mamzer. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. This is what Rabbi Yochanan writes in the Kobetz Haaretz. It's obvious that there's no Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshes Ish. Because an Eishes Ish is Knuya Labal. No? If she's married to A, how can she be married to B? That's a function of Kinyan. But the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Zayin says more than that. Not only is there no Tfisas Kedushin, but Rachman al-Islan, if they were to have a child, the Vlad is a mamzer. How do you know the Vlad's a mamzer? How do you know the Vlad's a mamzer? How do you know that's true? You're going to tell me no Tfisas Kedushin? Is that a no-brainer? If there's no Tfisas, the Vlad's a mamzer? A married woman, Rachman al-Islan, she has a relationship with a guy. No? There's no Tfisas Kedushin. Whether she's married, she's single, you can't marry a non-Jew. No, is the Vlad a mamzer? The Vlad's not a mamzer. No? The Vlad's not a mamzer. Because in order to be a mamzer, you have to violate Gili Arayos. Bias Akum is not Gili Arayos. Tfisas Kedushin does not automatically assume the Vlad as a mamzer. Eved Vakva Babas Yisrael. The Vlad is not a mamzer, even though there's no Tfisas Kedushin. I know that there's no Tfisas Kedushin Veishas Ish, because obviously, if she's Knui Labao, she cannot be Knui Lacherim. But if this is an Eishas Ish, it's not just there's no Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a mamzer. How do you know the Vlad's a mamzer? You know what the answer is? Kedushin Samach Zayin. Because Eishas Ish is part of the Arayos. So of course I need two different reasons. In order to tell you that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, I don't have to come on to Arayos. That's Kinyan. She's Knuya Labal. She cannot be Knuya Lacher. That's true. That's the Pnei Yeshua. What do you mean? But there's a Gemara that says Eishas Ish is Gila Arayos. Yeah, because there the Gemara says, not only is there E-Tfisas Kedushin, but the Vlad is a mamzer. For the Vlad to be a mamzer, you have to assume it's an Isser of Gilei Arayos. Wow. So there's no Tfisas Kedushin. One could argue for two reasons. And number one, because of Arayos. Number two, because of Kinyan. Lamai Nafkamina, if I can tell you a case where there's a Kinyan of Yishus, which is not Gilei Arayos, you know what the answer is? Shivcha Harufa. Shivcha Harufa. She's Knui La'acher, but it's not Arayos. There's no Kares, there's no Misa. The Chiv is Malkus, the Chiv is Karban. That's pretty incredible, no? It's like a simple question. Why is it no Tfisas Kedushin Veishas Ish? The simple answer is because the first two words of the Masechta, Isha Niknis, Kinyan. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Aye, the Gemara says Arayos. That's because of Mamzerus. Wow. Or do you argue that no, that the reason for the Itfisas Kedushin is because of Gilei Arayos? And that's a heavy nafkamina. Heavy nafkamina, no? So this you have to chazer, no? When you chazer this very, very well, so then the last part of the Marmar Komos. Take a look in the Yerushalmi. No? Take a look in the Yerushalmi. Well, because the Marcheshes writes, this isn't the Machlokes that Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluim. This is expressly the Machlokes Amorayim in the Yerushalmi. Black and white, right? It's Zeborur. Whether the lack of Tfisas Kedushin, the Yishasish is because of Kinyan, or whether it's because of Gilei Arayos. Which Yerushalmi? What Yerushalmi? How is that? So let's take the time, no? Just try to read through the Yerushalmi. Read through the Yerushalmi. Right? So I want you to start with the Mishnah, Dafnun Ches, right? The Gemara and Kedushin Dafnun Tes. And then the Yerushalmi is a completely different explanation of the Mishnah against the Bavli. And this we'll see will relate to our issue, but this is pretty heavy. No? What is the Kinyan of Yishus? So these are very important Hagdaros. The Kinyan Shel Mamon, Kinyan Shel Iser. And what is it that is Monea Tfisas Kedushin? Is it the Kinyan of Yishus? Or is it the fact that Yishus is considered to be like Bechlau Rayos? You'll see how this is going to be very relevant for the coming sugyas. This is critically important. So it may sound a little abstract, but very, very important. Very important. Basic. I will tell you definitions of what the Kinyan of Yishus is and how impactful is it when it comes to Tfisas Kedushin. Okay, so take it to Yerushalmi and Ritz Hashem, we'll continue.